Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening to each and every one. This is the Agape World by President Living Ministry. Pastor Ruth from North Carolina on June 1st, 2021. We thank and praise God for being in the land of the living. We thank and praise God for this opportunity to come before Him to minister to the needs of His people, to build His people up, to help them to get to a place in their life where they really rely and trust in Him and in His word and whatever He has said. We thank and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor just for being who you are. And being, you know, our Heavenly Father, someone we can depend on, someone we can trust. Because as the world is today, very few people we can really trust in. You know, but if we can trust in the Lord and in His Word and what He has said in His Word. So we just thank and praise God for that tonight, you know. And we just ask each and every person, you know, to do what you can to get closer to the Lord. Because, like I said, we need Him. He's the only one can help us out. He's the only one can bring us out. He's the only one that can bring deliverance. He's the only one that can change hearts and mind of people. I don't know why people want to think that mankind could change hearts and mind of people, but we can't change anything. You know, only God can change it. So we just thank and praise God. Like I said, for all that He is and what He's going to do tonight, we lift Him up tonight. We come ministering to the needs of the people. Whatever your need may be, you can click one on after calling in, and I can recognize your hand up and pray for you or allow the Holy Spirit, however He choose to move, to yield to His Spirit, and be a vessel in His hand for the Master's use. So we just thank and praise God, like I said tonight, for all that He is and all that He's going to do. I just want to encourage each and every one tonight, you know, to never let His hand go. Never let His hand go. Because if we let His hand go, we might as well hang it up. We might as well hang it up, you know, so... We thank and praise God today. We pray tonight for the world as a whole. We pray, Father, for your sovereign move across the land. We pray, Father God, that you allow your spirit to come, Father, and touch people and places and towns and cities from the White House all the way down, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Father, that only your Holy Spirit that moves in a person's heart can change circumstances, change situations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, for hurt people. We pray for sick people. We pray for people who have had relatives to die, friends to die. We pray for them. We pray that you will anoint them afresh and anew, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those, Father God, who is have spreading the true gospel and setting people free. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will really tell people the truth. And we will tear down Satan's kingdom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you for your love and your mercy and your kindness. We just praise you for all that you're doing and going to do. We just, every church that's represented, a ministry that's represented by your spirit, Father God, we lift them up to you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because it's the love of God that will conquer all. It's the true love of God. We can't love unconditional unless we have His love in our hearts. So we thank and we praise you tonight, God, for that. We thank and praise you, God, for even we pray for the armed force. We pray for the police department. We pray for the post office. We pray for people. We just pray for people all over in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we even ask you to those who got ministry, but God, but not allowing you to be head of it, God. We ask you to tear down Satan's kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, and we just We praise you. We glorify you. Because you are the great and mighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are the one and only God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, and we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we just pray, God, like I say, for every ministry that is lifting up the name of Jesus. And lifting up the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you right now, Father. In the name of you, we pray for people who are sick today, God, who may be having pain in their body, Father God, who may be having disease in their body. We come against it. We break his power right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we even pray for those who come against the men and the women of God. We pray that you will save them. Pray that your anointing will go forth and draw them into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness. We thank you, praise you for that right now. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come and let your anointing come and heal people and set us free. Set us free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. Just for being who you are. Yes, Lord, yes. We thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your name. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, all honor and glory and praise. Do your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We praise you. We praise you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the countries all over of the world. We pray, God, Father, we pray against this coronavirus, Father, and all this other virus that's coming. We pray against it, Lord. We break the power of it over the lives of your people. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know all things and everything. So we ask you, Lord God, to take control, and we know that you will always watch out for your people. But give us the glory and the praise, Lord God, to stand and trust you, seek your face. After what we should do and should not do, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said, trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not into our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge you, and you direct our path. So, Lord, we are to acknowledge you in whatever we do, and whatever you tell us, that's what we should do, not lean to our own understanding and do, because the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's out to do, and he will do that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So I'm just going to go on to the word, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. The Paul said, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in present and based among you, but being absent, and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present. When I am present with that confidence, if I think to be bold against some who think of me as if I walked according to the flesh." He was letting them know, those who thought he walked according to the flesh, that he didn't walk according to the flesh. But he said, the third verse said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." And we as a Christian, got to stop. I hear it so often when they come down, they're talking about people, and they won't say what the Bible say. They won't say what the Bible say. And then they'll get in their flesh and try to you know, correct it or say something what's called, and then it's messed up because the Bible said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. There's a spirit behind it. That's what it is. He said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshly, but mighty through God for the putting down the stronghold. So we're going to use our carnal nature, carnal word, fleshly word, whatever. We're not going to win. We're not going to win at all. We got to realize that. Casting down imagination and every high thing that is all itself against and brings captivity every thoughts to the beating of Christ. Casting down your thoughts, your mindset, and everything that is, whatever it is that is all itself against the knowledge of God. Eliminate it. Cast it down. And bring it into captivity. It says you do that. Bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Whatever the word of God say, how he said it, whatever it is, that thought, if it's contrary to the word of God, then you bring it in obedience to the word of God. That's what they say. And having any readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled, you will revenge all disobedience when you obey what the word say, when you do what the word of God say. You revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled or completed. It said, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him or himself think, this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. A lot of times we got this high-minded, high thought, and especially a lot of times when God is using us or whatever, we got to realize it's his spirit, his power. It's not our that he is using. And it is. For though I should boast, he say, somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. He's letting them know that God has given them the authority. And one thing that I learned about the Lord, the only way the Lord give you his authority, he would have to trust you. He would have to trust you. You have to be an obedient person. You have to listen. And you have to follow instructions. You have to do the right thing. You have to have the right kind of heart. Because if you don't have it, he's not going to give it to you. He said, for though I should boast somewhat more of the authority which the Lord has given us for edification, building up and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. I should not be ashamed. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. But this letter say, they are weighty and powerful, but his body present is weak, and his speech is contemptible. Contemptible. Let such as one think this, that such as we are in word, by letters which we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. So we thank and praise God for his word, you know, and like Paul's telling us something from Romans, Second Corinthians 10th chapter, and how he's saying, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. We don't use our flesh to thinking. We don't use our carnal mind to try, because whatever the situation is, there is a spirit behind it, and you have to learn how to discern what spirit is and learn how to pray the right prayer, say the right thing. Because if you walk in with the Lord, you really got power over the power of the enemy. But you cannot, operate in willful disobedience, sin, and think you're going to have some power. But when you walk into it, you're going to have power over the power of the enemy. And sometimes you don't have to say nothing to them or anything, but that spirit in them to pick up on the spirit of God in you, and the devil has to back up. That's why I tell people, it's so important that we have to look at the life of Jesus, and we have his spirit in us, and how the devil was, every time he came upon Jesus, he was trying to get out of his presence. And the same thing, we don't have to be saying something, whatever, but we also know that he is going to try, that's him. But see, when I walk in obedience to his word, he already told me to do what he said to do. He said that what he would do when I delight myself in him. He would give me the desires of my heart. And he would cause the enemy to dissipate. And the thing of it is, a lot of times what the Lord do, now it may seem like in the natural, and that's because people, a lot of Christians, they operate in the natural. It's where people just running all over me. People is doing this to me, and they're doing it to me. They should know better. But I often tell people, when I used to, I might not did things to people, but I did do some things that was not right, I knew better too. But I did it. So that is no excuse to say that. Because like I said, if you belong to Christ, the devil, he hates you. That's the way it is. You don't have to come into the Lord and all that stuff, but he hates God. He wants people to be doing evil and doing what's trying to bring destruction upon themselves. But the Bible let us know, anytime any kind of imagination, I'm over here by the fifth chapter, comes to me or anything that's not off scripture of the Lord, he said, cast it down. Every high thing, anytime the enemy comes up, if God told you he's going to do this, he's going to do that, he's going to do another, and it doesn't matter what seems to show up. And you know for certainly, God gave you that word, you know for certainly that God done had that word said two of your time. Then when the enemy wants to come to bring that thought, I really, to be honest, I don't try to let the enemy talk to me, though. When that thought comes, I tell him to shut up, because what you're saying is compared to the word of God, and I don't have no conversation with you. Because what you're saying, or it could be through another person, I tell him that ain't what he told me. But casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it to captivity every thought to obedience. How do I bring it into captivity? By being obedient to God's word. Now I got it bound. Now it can't move and operate unless I choose to give in to it. And I really try my best not to be given into something contrary to what the Word of God say. And I tell people in a heartbeat, if you're not going to say to me what the Word of God say, just don't say nothing to me at all. Just don't say nothing to me at all. And I'm seeing today, as I'm talking to the Lord, that I'm seeing so many of God's people is turning back from the Word of God. I've been listening to a prophet was saying recently, about some things he was saying that, but God does give us wisdom. What the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your paths. He didn't never tell me just to do what I want to do and don't acknowledge him on it. And the way he was saying it, I was saying, Jesus, I said, no wonder you tell me to tell people, get in that word for themselves. And it's not somebody all the time that just got in the Lord. Sometimes people, after a certain period of time, they're changing. But God's word has not changed. And we are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. Like I tell people, he tells you to do something, but it won't be because of what man say, because he has his own purpose and reason why he tells us to do things. But I'm not just supposed to say, I'm going to do it anyway because of this, that, and other. I'm not intending to do that. I'm not intending to do it, so we got to really begin to get to a place we know what the word say. We got to begin to grow in the spirit so that when anybody's saying anything, even though it appears like I need to do this, but if God give me that uncomfortable feeling, I got to go with that. I really got to go over there. But like I said, it's a casting down imagination. Don't let them thoughts come to you. Don't let them mindset come to you. He said, bring the captive every thoughts to the obedient. How do I do that? He said, when I obey the word, all them negative thoughts contrary to the word of God, they got to bow to my being obedient to the Lord. And that's what he's telling us to us to do. But anyway, said, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled or completed. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let himself think this again, that he is a Christ. Even so are we Christ. And basically what he's saying, we're not supposed to look at anything from the outward appearance. That's why we have to ask God to give us spiritual discernment, to look at it the way he see it and what he said. Because if you look at it in the natural, it's going to cause us to faint. The Bible says what you see in the natural is just temporary. But you see not the eternal. That's the word of God. And this is why a lot of times, it's not that I don't see this stuff. I do see, but people, because I don't, pay attention to it or lift it up more or whatever it is. But you just don't see. You don't understand. I said, let me tell you one thing. I do see it. I understand it. But my perception is different. That's contrary to what the word of God say. So I'm supposed to focus on what his word say. That's what I'm supposed to do. Focus on what his word say. You know, if his word say such a thing, and somebody said, well, you never make it, you never listen. He already told me several times that I am going to make it. I'm going to choose to believe it to the last. That's what I'm going to choose to believe it to the last. But anyway, he said, for though I should boast, that's the eighth verse, somewhat more, but I have an authority which the Lord has given. The Lord wants to give authority. Us for edification. Edification, and not for your destruction. Telling people that God give us, whoever he calls a minister, he give us authority over these different spirits in people's life. When they pick up and know that whatever way they're acting is not of Christ, he gives that person authority over that spirit. But like he's trying to tell them, but it's not for their destruction. If they keep going that way, they're going to destruct their own self. They're going to destruct their own self. So they are, what's your, anytime correction come, anytime reproving come, anytime rebuking come, and especially like I said, if I'm a real man or woman of God, you know, that comes because they're seeing something sometimes we don't see. Just like when a lot of times when it comes down to a person being a mother or father or some other children, a lot of times they see stuff the children don't see. They can't see down the road wherever that action or that attitude is going to bring destruction. But a true, real mother or father, they'll see that, and so they bring correction. Now, if they don't, they don't love them. Because most time, people in the world, they think correction don't mean you love me. But they don't even know what love is. They don't really don't know what love is. But they see danger. They see that attitude, or they see what it is, whatever it is. Because 9 times out of 10, they may have made that same mistake, that same attitude. And they know where it can take you. That's why the Lord has it so that when we go through tests and trials and with children of other people, and we done went through it, and we'll, you know, share with them and tell them about that particular thing. Quite naturally, a lot of them, they get mad about that, but that's because you have experienced it. You have made the wrong mistake. And being humble and humility, and then after something happened, then they come out, well, you could have told me. Why you didn't tell me? Because every time I try to tell you, you block me. You know, you wouldn't want me to tell you. But the scripture said, the 10th verse say, we'll go back to 9th verse, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say, they are weighted and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such as one think this, that such as we are in words by letter when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. Being a basic will be the same. I'm ashamed. But we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves by themselves, are not wise. If you're going to commend yourself or compare yourself with something, you better try to compare with the right thing, with the Word of God say. You know, not with, this is what I think about me. This is how I am. I know I'm a good person. I know I'm, the Bible says everybody, it's just the heart of, everybody's just been wicked. You know, the only good that we can do is when God works in us, whenever we are doing good. It's because of the power of God. But sometimes people say, I hear people say, well, such and such a person is ill, they're a good person. And the Bible say, nobody's good but the Father. They don't even say Jesus is good. I tell myself, if you're saying whoever you're talking about is good, then what you're saying is contrary to the Word of God. He said, nobody is good but the Father. So say what the Word of God says. And this is what God is telling me to tell people. You know, we got to get in the place. They always let the Word of God come out. Always let the Word of God come out. That's how you're going to grow spiritually. That's how you're going to be able to go through. That's how that you're going to know and allow that Word to change you. You know, and let the Word come in, because the Word is true by is all by itself. Let me see what is the level verse. Let such as the one think that such as we are in words by letter, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. But we dare not make ourselves of the number of compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Like I said, are not wise. That's why if the Bible say I'm wrong, I can think I'm right. But if the Bible say I'm wrong by being in the Bible, then that's what it is. I need to get it right. I don't need to make excuses. A lot of time in ministering with people, when I minister to people a lot of time, and they'll say, well, you know what, Sister Booth, whatever they call me, you know, and sometimes people don't know that it's still not an excuse. Well, you know, my people prepare for the lack of knowledge. So you make an excuse of what you're going to do with certain people. You're going to make an excuse why they're doing what they're doing, so you're not going to correct them, even though the Bible tells you to correct them. After that, I don't let people make excuses to me and get, well, you know, well, Sister Ruby, I did this because of this. It don't make no difference. It's still wrong. If the Bible says it's wrong. I try my best, I really do, to stick with the Word of God. I'm not trying to want to suffer and all that stuff, and like a lot of people go by here and been sick for years and all that stuff because of taking the Word of God and twisting it, you know, and play church or play what's coming. I'm not going to do that. I'm be real. You know, let him clean me up. But the Bible said to it, but we dare not make ourselves of the number. I believe it might have been one I just got through. But let me go to 13. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. But we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is of other men's labor, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rules abundantly. Our faith will both increase, and that's with the things that we go through and how we go through in the trauma. Yes, God says he give us a measure of faith. He also says that that some people give a great, what's going to say, your faith has to go through the fire. That's the way it is. Some people think, well, you know, he said he gave me great faith, so I don't have to go through nothing. But you better get the truth. You are going to go, your faith is going to be stretched. Stretched to believe that you really believe Christ so you can tell somebody else, like I tell people with me. When I tell people about my faith and what I went through, that's because I went through it. That's because I went through it, and my faith was stretched to the point, Lord Jesus, I thought I was going to pop. You know, yeah, he told me he gave me great faith. He said, many times he gave me great faith. And I thought I'd been ignorant, unlearned, because around a lot of folks that didn't know. And I thought that meant, oh, boy, he gave me this great faith, so he going to pop up something just like this and just like that. And he didn't do that. He didn't do it at all. So that's why we have to learn. God, we want people to tell us the truth. You know, tell us the truth. But it's made to preach the gospel in the region beyond you, he was telling them, and not to boast in another man's line of things, make ready to our hand. But he that glorious, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. So basically what Scripture is trying to tell us, a lot of times we don't have no business trying to boast in ourselves and, you know, boast in this, because like I said, whatever we know, God has to open up our understanding. And this is why I don't really see why other people get jealous with other people, because, of, you know, they very smart or whatever they are, because they're not smart on their own. God has to open it up, and he have a reason why that. Because maybe whatever ministry they're going to do or whatever it is, they're going to have that level of understanding. Somebody else that maybe going to go to the street and minister to people, they don't have to be smart and talk smart because of people on the streets. They be talking above their head. So what we have to do is learn the way God operates and why he operates. You know, because the one thing that I had noticed when the Lord had told me when he started the Bible study, say, you're going to be dealing with unchurched people. You're going to be dealing with people that's hurt, the people that can't read, and people that don't understand. And all this is why the little education I had, he was telling me that he was going to have to kind of do something like he did Paul, because I couldn't go around them people trying to throw big words and act like I was all in a bag of chips. And so he had to put that thorn in the flesh because of the type of ministry that he was giving me. It wasn't like you could choose the type of ministry you are, ministry, you know, you want. He chooses because you're his, I'm his, whoever he is. So he has already aligned and signed up for we ever come into the world. Ever come in, well, nobody come, but some people may try to do that, but that's not the way he does. That's not the way he does. Everybody don't have a ministry where they're going to have to be smart and intellectual to people and be able to talk to big people and all of that. Well, you have these dumb people think where, because they're putting like that, they think they need something. That's not what it is. That's the calling that he has put on their life. They can't just talk flat like I do sometimes. Not that I don't know them better. I do. But he was training me, as he said, for ministry. That's what he been doing, training me for ministry. So, you know, in order to encourage other people and realize that, you know, that when he takes you the way he takes you and do the way he do you, and Paul was even letting the people know, yeah, we walk in the flesh. We don't war after the flesh. We don't war after that person's flesh. We don't war after that person's attitude. We don't war after that person's the way they do things, the way they think. Because there's a spirit behind that. And we learn to recognize that spirit. And then we're able to recognize, what I do a lot of time, I read, to learn how to go after that spirit by recognizing what it is. And I was trying to teach the people in the pastoring, what kind of spirit behind it? You need to recognize, that's what I'm trying to teach you, recognize so that you can go in prayer or you can take a thought over and stop thinking that they're doing this because they don't like you and all that. You ain't no bag of chips, I mean, bottle of Coke and bag of chips. Because if you're chosen and picked out by God, that's just the way it is. There were some people, God had a soul, they never liked it, because why? What they will do, they will get you started doing the way they want you to minister, the way they want you to minister. That manipulative witchcraft spirit. So God won't allow that to happen to us, even if he has to turn the person against us in a sense. And we can tell that, I know I can, we can tell that a lot of times with people. Everything we say, they try to contradict like we wrong and they right. I done been dealing with it so much over the years and what's called, and I've dealt with it where I've read books, and these clowns don't even pick up a book. And I get to talking about it, But no, I don't think he was trying to teach. You don't know what he was trying to teach me. You never read the book. But see, that's the enemy. Want to always make you feel like, you know, you don't know nothing, you don't this, you don't that. Because a lot of time, a lot of us get into that place, and what we do is, well, I'm going to shut my mouth up. You know, don't say nothing, but that's the wrong thing to do. And God gives you revelation that some people in him, according to how they seek the Lord, he gives them different, higher revelation than he gives to people that they're been in ministry a long time. Because their spirit is open up to him. And he will give it to them. It's how they study that word, how they be into that word. And which comes, yes, of course, the enemy always going to try to keep us from getting what the Lord wants us to get. But we got to be encouraged and know that God got great things for us. And it is the dumb enemy's job to try to keep us from getting it or make us think, man, how you going to get that? You can't get that and you can't get the other. You know, and this is why what I try to do, I try to teach people, you know, when they're going through stuff or whatever it is, why they have to go through it and come out with the right attitude in order to walk into whatever God got for them. You know, because the enemy's got to try to stop them from getting there. Or the enemy got to come up and make them use their own little smart way of trying to get it. But like I tell people, with me, I ain't no need of me trying, and I see what the Lord do for me a lot of times. He put me in a position. I ain't got nothing, I don't have anything try to get make happen what he want me to happen. I've simply been thinking today to the Lord, I said, you know, I've known a lot of people over the years and all that, but in the situation I'm in, God won't bring to mind anyone that I could talk to, probably don't want me to, talk to about any, you know, about anything, no name, no nothing, no whatever, you know, and I said, well, see, sometimes he fixes it like that, so whenever he do whatever he do, nobody can say, well, you know, Ruth, this person got that because I helped them. He ain't gonna let nobody take his glory. But the only thing that I hope and pray, I be hoping and praying the Lord, make me sensitive to your spirit. Don't let me miss it. Don't let me miss, because you can't miss it. You know, what's coming up, and I'm asking him to help me, you know, help me with that. You know, but the main thing, the Lord really is talking to me more about, I can't make him, what it's more about, the needs of his people, and they need this word. And, you know, you want me to give it to them, you know, the ministry to go for. And I'm saying, but Lord Jesus, if I can get this cell, I can have more, you know, what's kind of the thing. But anyway, to God be all the glory and all the honor for whatever he's doing. But we, like I said, got to get to a place that realize with people. I don't care whether your job or whether it's where you stand at. It doesn't make any difference where it is, but the police department, whatever it is. It is a spirit, when it's coming against, it's a spirit behind it. Not personal, but a spirit behind it. You have to learn how to pray the right prayer and take authority over it, but not necessarily to the person. In your prayer time, and this is why the Lord been telling me to tell people recently, he wants them to start seeking his face, seeking which is his presence. Although we need stuff, but because in his presence, everything that the fullness of joy, the presence of God, will change the situation, you know, because there are places in Christ that when we often praising him and thanking him and not paying attention, the presence of God will be in a place so that the devil has to shut his mouth up. The devil has to shut his mouth up. And that's for, like I tell people, a lot of times we don't have to need prayer for this, that, or just do what the Bible says. Because the devil don't like praises and thanking God, and you know he don't like that. He don't like that because he hates the things of God. He hates the word. He hates the word. I've had Christians, whatever call themselves Christians. All you do is talk about the word. Y'all go ahead on top of them sorry mans and talk about this, that, and other. I'm gonna talk about who I know can help me. That's what I'm doing. He said, if I lift him up, he'll do the drawing. And I want to keep that presence in here. In here where I am, I want to keep that presence in here. You know, I don't want it to go the other way, but we're just thanking, praise God for what he's doing. But that's all the word is. Do you want prayer, need prayer? You can put your hands up, and I can see it if you want prayer. If you're not, I'm just going to pray in general. In general, which comes, I do that. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, God. We thank you for this opportunity, for the word, God. We thank you for the word that you have brought forth. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. I got you. Okay. Father, we just thank and praise you now. We come against the enemy. We break the power of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that your will, your purpose is going to be done in the name of Jesus. And the enemy, he is defeated foe in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you. I ask you to encourage your daughter, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, to keep her lifted up, God, to keep her first God, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you to everything that the devil thinks he's going to do, we ask you to turn around for your good in the name of Jesus. I ask you to strengthen her. I ask you to build her up, Lord, in her courage, and let her know, Father God, that you have brought her this far not to leave her. And since she had turned her life over to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the devil cannot have in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to thank you, and I want to praise you right now, Lord God, that order her steps, Lord, and everything that the devil had meant for harm, turn around for the good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God. Lord God, let the whatever you have purposed for her life, whatever the enemy tried to take or tried to steal, God, we speak and bring forth a hundredfold back, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to send forth the angels to work on her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, send forth your warring angels. Michael, the warring angel, God, send it forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, on her behalf right now, protect her and keep her and bless her, Father God, and help her to stay strong, Father God, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Father, in the name of the Master, to strengthen her inner man, because I know how it is when you're going through and try to touch God, the pressure sometimes get heavy, and if you don't have people praying for you and praying for God's will to be done, Lord God, that we want to stand, but sometimes we'll faint. And, Lord, I pray that that won't happen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And not only with her, but in my waiting on you to move, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, that you will give me wisdom. I thank you, Father God, that you will give me instruction, direction on what to do, when to do, or if I'm to do anything, Father, wherever I'm supposed to go or not go. I'm asking you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for your divine purpose and will, Lord God, in our situation, God, I thank you right now, Father. It just seems like God, it's a coincidence that we're going through something similar, but Lord God, you knows why, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you that when we come out, you're going to prove to the people just what you say you're going to do, you know. And we thank you right now, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. But just like I said, when nobody listens on right now, but when the Lord had me to text you about what the lady said Thursday night, I'm thanking God that's why I'm trying to tell people, everything we say, we do, he hears it all. He hears it all, because I hadn't talked to her about anything, about no flipping house or anything. I've asked her to stand in the agreement that God work things out for you. But she saw that, and she mentioned about the buying the house and mention about the other houses and mention about flipping houses and this, that, and other. So we automatically know that the enemy don't want, because that's going to be really a big financial blessing. The enemy don't want us to get there. That's why we got to struggle, because God put that in you to do that. So that meant that he's going to carry it out, but it does not mean that the enemy ain't going to try to, you know, to hinder, to stop, or whatever. And then I thank God anyway with you. You can see, you can recognize when God sends certain people in your pathway and talking about certain things, you automatically know that it's God doing it. Because I do know a lot of people that have been in the Lord when that happened. What if I didn't want to say something to me about that? What if I look at it? They don't even recognize. It's God. Lining things up. Lining things up. Let me open up this mic. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I don't open up the mic. What you say you talking to?
Girl I work with. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This girl I work with. She just passed her test to be her real estate exam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, now she just has to take the test for the actual license, but, and it's fun, like, this guy who already, who works in my building, who I, you know, I ain't gonna say made friends with, but, you know, I talked to him and stuff, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He used to inspect houses. The same girl who just passed the real estate exam, she knows somebody who's getting their license to be a building inspector, and somebody else is getting their license to be a contractor, or they're, or whatever, or something. So, and it, like, after you had said that, well, yesterday morning or the other morning or whatever, like, she said something about it last night. She's like, yeah, I passed my own. It was one of the girls I told you I worked with that had already been through the first time homeowners program or whatever, but she passed her test to be a real estate agent. She just has to get her take the test for a license.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you. But. Okay. Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, so, I don't know. It's just funny, after you said that, then she said that, and I don't know. So.
You know he working on your behalf. that's why sometimes
I don't
want to
do nothing. I don't want to do anything, though. Like, I don't want to do nothing. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to do nothing. I ain't going to say I ain't looked, but look for nowhere to go, but not really. Like, I ain't called nobody hardly or nothing or nothing, really. I mean, I don't know. I ain't did nothing.
If I like a boy with me.
I'm just tired.
You're not just
like
now,
it.
Before, huh?
I don't know. I just don't feel like it. I mean, like, every time I feel like I want to, or try to want to, I just don't. And then
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But God got it. That's the only thing I can think. Because I remember not just you know, when I moved over here, but Stony Glen, Happy Hill, and the other places. But though I had had Sister them to tell me that God said I won't have to look. Like other people have to look. But I didn't understand at the time. So every time I got ready for something, he would put it on Frank, or had Frank running around looking. And then people thought I wasn't trying. It wasn't that. I couldn't go. You know, just like I'm
I don't
saying,
have
just
no
like
way to
that.
Go. Huh? I don't have a way to go. I work a 9-to-5.
I didn't
well, not really. I mean, I was working, 7:30 to 4:30, and I work 1 to 10. I don't have time to go. I'm off on one weekday and one weekend day, and I don't have a way to go. look at nothing or fill out an application or even look at nowhere. Like, I don't have a way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't either. You know, I didn't either. Like, I just said, like, now, I'm telling the Lord. I said, Lord, I still
well, at least
have
you got a buzz. I don't even got that.
I can't, I mean, to walk down the way my back and pain hurt me, I can't walk down the Louise Road, not Louise Road, what you call it, Clintonville Road, like I used to catch that bus. My back bus hurt me so bad. And that bus ain't going to take you around looking at no, you know, at no what time. And then two.
You know, it wouldn't take me around looking at houses, but if I was going to move into an apartment, like I could go to an apartment complex, like, you know, but I can't even do that. Hold on. I mean, I look on my phone, but you still got to still talk to these people. You can do virtual tours, but, like, I mean, I don't know.
We're just going to trust God. It's going to watch come. But, like I'm saying, I don't know even under the circumstances I'm under. I don't even know, because God already told me about the house. He already gave me the street and all that stuff. I don't know where it is. So he won't tell me who to go, who to call, or who to this. And I like to say, one man come telling me to call Habitat. God didn't tell me nothing about no Habitat. So I was telling him today, you know, Lord, I got to trust you. Tell me something. Tell me to call somebody or whatever, you know. Because I don't know, and I do know about what's going on. Like I tell people, you know, they don't know my circumstances. Because if I called and tried to do some of my own and would not have any money, I had a rent money. But the way these house, and he told me he gonna give me a house. He ain't telling me nothing about no rent more. That's what he told me. So and Robert Graver had told me, he said that the Lord is sending angels to assist you, but the Lord gonna do it supernatural. But this been back about 4 months ago. And then he had me to pray against the enemy that was doing spiritual warfare. So I was asking the Lord today, is there anything that I'm doing, or am I not moving when you say it? Because I'm not hearing anything moving, and like I said, Dodge, someone to call Mr. Black and have what? He's in Mr. Black's house, and he's tired of fooling with his cousin. He's tired of fooling with his cousin. But I told her, I didn't know that's what she was doing, but I told her, that's not what God told me. I know y'all, they're concerned, I know they care, but you don't even know my circumstances. And I know this, ain't none of them, that whatever I go to get, if I don't wait on God and have to make them, rent payment, all this stuff, they ain't going to give me nothing. So I better wait on God. I better wait on God, but you in the same shape that I was in, not only with Stony Glen, with the Happy Hill Garden and all that, and some people, but Miss Roosevelt, you just ain't trying to find nothing. You don't know what you're talking about. How I'm supposed to make somebody take me? I can't make nobody take me, but God had it in control. You know, so we're just going to believe the same. It got to be. I don't know. Because none of that stuff don't really stop God. If God wonder, if God can have someone that you don't know even come and talk to you, but I keep going and telling you off and something. We got my hand tied. I was telling the Lord today, talking to the Lord today, that I said, even with me, I'm in the same base, the same shape you was in the sense. And I said, even if you were going to allow me to maybe, you know, be where you are and what's calling you, you getting ready to get out, you know, getting out of there, and the same thing with me. So we got to rely on you. I told the Lord, we got to rely on you. And I did go on the internet and look up those places that you had looked up at the time, and went to do each one of the towns that it was in. And I thought maybe God gonna give me a witness in my spirit as to push one of the places. But even at that, I got to wait till he do whatever he gonna do. These people ain't gonna do nothing unless God sent them. But you know, I'm praying, and like I said, he keep giving words. And that's why sometimes I be telling you too. I call what's calling them and have them to pray in God to give a word, or whatever. I do that. You know, but sometimes that's why I be trying to tell. Maybe God may tell them something different than he tells me. You know, because I was checking to see if Tanisha was on tonight on PGN, but I don't know whether they are or not, because it seemed like Randy, I don't know what's wrong with his shows. He ain't having shows like he usually have them. So I don't know, but like I said, she did say, and I sent the text to you to see a friend, but she said she'll be checking out things, but the Lord won't. So basically, I'm saying, God is saying, I got it. It may not look like it. It may not look like I tell people, when you get to the place you can't do a thing, you can't look for something, then the peace is in us. He's saying he got it. He's got it. I just refuse to believe that he's keep giving those words concerning you about your life, and even knowing the circumstances here, that he don't have it. And he keep bringing back to me like he had it said to me, but I didn't share it. He said that if nobody can't put me out unless he wants to, but if he do, it's because he's ready for me, but he got another place. But I just want to just be encouraged. Like I say, I do consistently call CBN. I might call a little world, and I sometimes text they Prophet Graver and help him. And sometimes I don't have to text him when I call on Tuesday. He don't have people saying prayer and prophecy. Just say praise. The Lord give him prophecy, give it to you. But God automatically have him bring up your name praying for you. And then he say, I'm going to keep praying for her about her housing situation. So I don't even have to really say, all the times I did about send him a text, not a text, what you call it, an email back here a few weeks ago, and, told him what was happening, asked him to be praying in prayer with me for whatever the will of God to be. And he texted me back and told me, he sent me an email back and told me that he would be doing that. So I know the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail as much, so the prayers going up, and I just don't ask anybody to pray. Because I'm like this, a daughter or people. Maybe she could. If God is telling you that, fine. If God is telling the person that, but God ain't telling you that, then you don't need to be saying that. I want to say what God say. That's what you need to be doing, saying what the Lord say. So I don't know. That's why I sent you that,
You need to pray for her. Pray for her because... She taking my baby from me, but
really,
yeah. So,
well, she gonna move or something? Or she gonna let him?
No, she not moving. No, I can't be around her no more. Last year when I claimed him, all right. So, they got that whole tax credit check thing or whatever. She claimed it this year. I don't know. They gave it to me, not her. I don't need it. She hasn't, she made this whole big fuss about it one day. I didn't even know what it was because I didn't think nothing about it or look into it because I didn't claim it this year on my taxes. So I didn't really care. I told you can have the check. I don't care. I don't have it.
Oh, you know, I don't have it all the time. You do. You know, whatever. I don't care. If they send it to me, I'll give it to you. I don't care. But the whole thing about that check is, it's the creditor's income. So even though even if I'm giving it to her for her to use for him, it's the creditor's income for me, which means they're going to tax me for it. Okay? Which could possibly mean that that could end up bad for me next year if I don't claim it. Okay, which it doesn't really make sense all the time for me to claim them because she don't make no money. You know what I mean? Like, so she needs that money. I don't. Now, if she let me claim them, okay, fine, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it does, like I said, but if I take this money and don't claim it next year, they're going to tax me real, real heavy for it. So I gave the check back. I told her I would rather buy him what he needs or give you some money when he needs something then take that check that they're going to tax me that heavy for him. Okay? Now, when the check came, I ain't have to tell you it came. It come in my name. I ain't have to tell you that. But I did. I kept my word. And I gave it a check. So why would you think that now I'm just going to withhold it? I work. You don't. Like, I mean, yeah, right now I could use the money. I mean, I don't necessarily, I mean, I'm not going to say that, but I'm not still not going to not keep my word and not give it to you. But instead, I gave it back. I actually didn't mean to. I was trying to look and see what I needed to do. Who is it? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm on the phone. Yeah, so she wanted to get all mad and this and third. I'm on the phone. She wanted to get all mad and angry, and if you keep that money, this and I'm going to tell the IRS. Well, tell them whatever you want to. I gave the check back to them, so what they going to say? Well, you just forget about me and him, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, fine if that's what you want. I'm not going to argue with you. Because the other day, I don't know, like, she's not very careful about who she be around. And some dude she was talking to, I was sitting on the porch. He rubbed it all in my baby hair. Excuse me, why are you rubbing all in this hair like that? I put water in it. Stay out of his hair. Simple as that. So I said something to her. She said, okay, you know. So then, I don't know, it was a couple nights later. Hey, man, he was sitting in the car with the baby, baby in his lap, rubbing all of his hair, kissing all on him. You don't do that. I don't care who you are. You just don't do that. That's not your kid. That's not your relation. And you just don't do that. That's just not something a man does. I don't care how attached you feel to someone else's child. That's just not something you do. It just struck me wrong, real wrong. So I said something to her. She wanted to get mad. I was being disrespectful. And all. Okay, well, if I'm not gonna do for him, and then I had nothing to say about him. Period. Come to find out. I don't know what happened, but something happened between her and him not a couple of days after that, and she called, texted and told me. She's like, well, you could tell me. I told you so. I said, why? Yeah, they basically done held them hostage, but that's because she stole some stuff from him and whatever. But apparently, Butt told me, my roommate, she told me two different occasions, him being over there or being around that man, his stuff was so bruised. It was Blue Mama. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, So I'm gonna tell you. Call me on.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm gonna go ahead and cut off the show, but call me on the house phone.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay.